Thank you for choosing customer support. My name is Quantica. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. I noticed on a credit card statement a charge for your company, and I don't recall making a charge.
Okay, just a second. One second, it's loading here. Can I have your zip code, please?
61201.
First and last name?
Larry Best, BESC.
And can you verify that mailing address for security purposes, please?
855 17th Street, Rock Island, Illinois. 61201.
Okay, just a second. So it looks like the charges are for. Looks like you did a survey with us to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. We entered that survey to win the. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that's not what's on the charge here.
Okay, sir. So you entered the survey to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner. However, when entering the survey to win the Dyson vacuum cleaner, it does automatically enroll you into our meal planning app. It is for $39.89.
Yeah, I don't recall the Dyson contest, whatever it was. And
it could have been for a Dyson. It could have been for an iPhone, iPad.
It doesn't matter. I didn't enroll in this diet thing, whatever it is, and I want this removed.
So you didn't sir, so in order to be enrolled in the meal plan, it comes from doing a survey. So you don't remember doing the survey?
No.
Or you didn't pick an item to win?
No.
Okay, so what I have to do is get you sent over to our fraud department. Do you mind if I place you on hold? Because we do have all your information on file is into your email address, telephone number, and that mailing address.
I don't care. I can call PayPal and just have them argue with you if that's the case.
No, sir. I'll still have to get you over to our fraud department stating that you didn't make these charges.
Okay.
Just a second. Okay, sir, just a second. I'm almost done here. Okay, sir, I'm now about to transfer you over to the fraud department. Thank you for choosing customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.